in the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ray Eye Radio is brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamond, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky at DoveCreekWagyu.com. RTP Outdoors, home of Genesis No-Till Drill, Hunting Blinds, and UTVs. RTPOutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. Get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, coming to you from an undisclosed location, from a bunker deep within the Ozarks. Here we are in the first week of March, March 2nd. Welcome to the show. Pull that chair in real close to that crackling campfire. Back at the studios in St. Louis in the bunker, we have Matty G and Kevy Kev running the controls. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Got a great show lineup for you on this Saturday morning. I'm going to talk about some of the old days in our radio show broadcasting. We're celebrating our 20th year on air with Eye on the Outdoors, and this week we're going to go back in time. January 10th, 2010, our 10-year reunion show. As the first weekend in March, it's time for our March birthdays. We're going to wish all of our March birthdays a happy, happy birthday, and we're going to play the birthday song. So here we go with the birthday song.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to all our March birthdays. A lot of things going on out there on this great, wonderful Saturday morning. Got a couple quick announcements here, local news announcements. With the Conservation Federation of Missouri, the poaching legislation is moving through the House. Poaching bill continues to make progress during the 100th meeting of the General Assembly. The Missouri House of Representatives will soon take up the debate, legislation to impose civil penalties for poaching. House Bill 260 is sponsored by Representative Jared Taylor from Nixon, Missouri. The bill has also been listed in the Senate under Senate Bill 356, which is sponsored by Senator Mike Birkenstocker from Jefferson City. The Conservation Federation of Missouri applauds the work of both House and Senate on these bills. We ask our members to show their support to the representatives and state representative and senators and hope to get these bills enacted into law. It comes in the heels of poaching cases where elk have been illegally taken. The current poaching fines are so low in Missouri, as we well know. Just slap on the hand when somebody robs from honest citizens and kills an animal illegally. So they're trying to get this changed and get that in. Another big deal, a Missouri angler catches state record brown trout. This was down at Tanicomo out of our great friend Lily's Landing. Paul Cruz on a breaking, he broke the state record by catching a 34-pound, 10-ounce brown trout in Lake Taneycomo. Pretty awesome. Says the MDC reports that Paul Cruz of Neosho became the most recent record-breaking angler in Missouri when he hooked a brown trout on Lake Taneycomo using a rod and reel. The new Poland line record brown trout caught by Cruz on February 23rd weighed 34 pounds, 10 ounces. The new record beats the previous state record by 6 pounds and 2 ounces. Cruz was fishing with a 4-pound test line and a sculpin-colored marabou jig. That's awesome. I think Milo, our good friend Ryan, was down there. We ought to get him on the show and have him talk about that. You know, just last week we were talking about turkey calling contest and the different contests around the country and the history of turkey calling contest. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, March 7th through the 9th, 2019, down in Arkansas at Max Prairie Wing is the U.S. Open Turkey Calling Championship. The Arkansas State Friction, the Arkansas State Open. Then they're going to have the Junior Division, the Intermediate Division. Then the U.S. Open Friction Preliminaries, U.S. Open Owling. They're going to have lunch, U.S. Open Gobbling. U.S. Open Contest, that's Saturday, March 9th, 9 a.m. And that's going to be at Max Prairie Wings, 2335 Highway 63 North, Stuttgart, Arkansas, down in Stuttgart, Arkansas. I don't see any contact information, but there's that information for an upcoming turkey calling contest for those that attend those events. With that, we got somebody on the line from St. Louis back at the studios. We're going to toss it back to Vogler Vogler and see if we can't get a few news items from the Vogler Vogler. Take it away, Chris.
So here he is, the Vogler Vogler. He has news for you.
In the Missouri Department of Conservation, more than 9,300 feral hogs were eliminated from in 2018. That goes from January through December 2008. The final number is 9,365 hogs removed from the state's landscape by the Missouri Department of Conservation's agency and private landowners. In 2017, 6,000 were able to be removed. They've got a new system now. And it's trapping them and then exterminating.
And they're taking them from the air.
Yes.
Helicopter.
And okay. Again, MDC reminds anglers to properly discard used fishing line.
Okay. What else you got?
That's what I said. They ask you to please remember to discard your fishing line. The Missouri Department of Conservation has put a lot of trout in area lakes and start harvesting those trout. New August A. Bush Shooting Range in Defiance hosts over 44,000 visitors during its first year. The Department of Conservation opened to the public at the end of October last year, and looking at the new range's attendance, the numbers reveal 44,419 people visited the range in the first year of operation. It's amazing. The new shooting ranges feature a 20-position, 100-yard shooting range, a 15-position, 50-yard for pistols and rifles. A shotgun shooters can appreciate a 5-trap and skeet overlay ranges with electronic controls and 2 shotgun patterning ranges. Fixed it up. Missouri Department of Conservation holds Mentored Hunt April 29th and 30th at Forest 44 for the first-time turkey hunters. Adults new to the sport of turkey hunting will have the chance to go on a mentored turkey hunt.
That's a good deal.
For those 18 years and over, Mentored Hunt takes place at Forest 44 Conservation Area in High Ridge. The only requirement for participants is they're new to turkey hunting and not bagged a bird.
Hadn't bagged a bird.
And
so use that term, bag a bird. We don't put birds in bags, do we? I guess they do, turkey vests.
And 5 hunters will be chosen from the hunt at random drawing. The wishing the chance to participate should go online to apply for the hunt, and it's hunt number 9. Winning hunters will each be partnered with an experienced MDC volunteer or staff mentor who will guide them during their first hunt. That is good stuff. MDC offers really neat programs, and this one offers free conservation management workshop for small acreage in the Independence, Missouri. You can go online. It's ways to attract wildlife to your acreage, trees and shrubs for landscaping and wildlife value, identifying, controlling invasive species, woodland management, and where to find equipment available for loan.
Let's go back to the mentored hunts, because you just put the second page up there. For those adults who have been curious to try turkey hunting but have no one to help them get started, this will be an ideal opportunity to learn more. Call 314-301-1506, extension 4227. We'll have Matty G post that on the website.
Yeah.
Okay.
MDC offers grants for high school fishing clubs. Grants can be used to help travel to buy travel equipment and other club needs. The Missouri Department of Conservation, MDC, is offering grants to assist high school fishing clubs in providing quality fishing programs for their members. Grants up to $500 are available to the clubs that participate in approved conservation. Quarry Club International broke no laws. Anti-hunters fired back blanks last month when they took the verbal shot to Safari Club International and its conservation exhibitors at a media blitz alleging the new Nevada law had been violated. You can't import anything. They had a thing with mastodon bones.
Okay.
And they were protesting that. An example, other states' prohibition against the sale of mammoth products. NSF praises Senate on 219-2019 range bill. The National Safe Shooting Sports has thrown its support behind S-94, the Target Practice and Marksmanship Training Support Act of 2019 in the U.S. Senate. Often called the range bill, the bipartisan bill was authored by Senator Moore Capito and Michael Bennett, along with eight other original co-sponsors. The legislation has received wide bipartisan support before, but has never advanced in it to the president.
Okay. What else you got?
I am done.
No, you're
stick
not.
Stick a fork in
no,
me.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I hope
I
so.
I am. Pork,
all right, boys
the,
and girls.
Stick a fork in it, and I'm done. You know?
Oh, yes, you're something. Boy. It won't be too long. We'll be turkey hunting. It'll be time, again, to go back to the turkey woods. And with that, we're going to take us a break. We need to try to pay some bills. And please support our great sponsors of this program. It's why we're here every week, right, Vogelbaum?
Yes.
And with that, we're going to go to the other side. We'll be coming back with Mr. Murray Anderson. Anderson Services in Mountain View, Missouri, and a little beef jerky taste test while we're at it. See you on the other side.